You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. Jason, what is up? How are you doing this fine day?
I think we're both a little tired today.
I'm definitely tired. I know that.
Yeah, I went to bed early. I went to bed like at 9 o'clock last night.
Right.
Which is really, really early
for me.
That
is early.
I woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
And I was up from 1 until 5.
9 to 1 is 10, 11, 12, 1. That's 4 hours.
So I got 4 hours.
Yeah.
And I fell back to sleep at 5.
And woke up at like 6.
Woke up at 6.
Yeah.
So it was kind of... But middle of the night. I just woke up.
That was it.
I just was up.
Did you go down in the living room, turn something on? Or you just laid in your bed for 4 hours?
I laid my bed for 4 hours. But I turned on... I occasionally will listen to Coast AM.
Okay.
And so last night...
It used to be Art Bell.
Yeah, well, it's always been Coast to Coast, but Art Bell was the host, now it's George Norrie.
Okay.
But it's been George Norrie for 10, 15 years.
So for those people who don't know what Coast to Coast...
You either know what it is or you don't.
Well, that's what I'm saying. For those who don't, explain it.
It's all things that are completely way out there.
Supernatural.
I mean, it's... Last night, for instance, they were talking about... you would actually like the first half of the program, they were talking to... He's a film... editor. He edited like The Godfather and Apocalypse Now and just a bunch of films. He's just talking about like the science behind it and all this other stuff. But they're talking because he's also like a philosopher slash free thinker, talking about the universe, stuff like that. He was fun to listen to. But the second half of the show, they were talking about disclosure. In the sense that the government needs to release the fact that, yes, there are UFOs, yes, aliens have visited us, yes, we have alien technology.
I would say if it was going to be disclosed, it's more likely to happen in the next 4 years than ever before, right?
Well, the thing is, the Republicans are probably less likely to do it because they're more military-minded, and so they're keeping the military secrets to themselves.
Right.
Because once you release that, all of a sudden now technology gets released with it.
The alien technology.
Yeah. That we have already.
That the government is using.
Yes. But we don't want the rest of the world to have that. So we would want to keep that under wraps.
Right.
Because we don't want the rest of the world to catch up with us.
Because aliens don't visit the rest of the world?
No, they do, but no, we've been able to harness their technology.
China hasn't?
Well, possibly. But you don't want Iran to figure that stuff out. It'd bomb us in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. But as we said on the last show, we don't get political.
No.
So you were watching...
I'm not anti, for, or against any of this stuff. I'm just saying that I find it interesting.
That's what they were
talking about last night. Because they were saying if Clinton got elected, that they were thinking that the disclosure was probably right around the corner.
I feel like... I was just thinking, I'll bet Coast to Coast has a podcast.
Well, because they... Yeah, it's a paid thing. Like, you have to pay for the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like $12 a month or something.
But I was thinking... more about it, and I was thinking, I don't think I'd enjoy the show. The only time I've ever listened to it is driving at like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
That's really the best time to listen to it.
Yeah, for a while, I was a subscribing member.
Really?
Yeah. I'd listen to it, because you can listen to it whenever.
Yeah.
I like that stuff.
I feel like...
Bigfoot, UFO,
I
aliens,
only
want
to listen to
Monster.
It.
I like all that stuff.
I would totally listen to it at night.
Yeah.
You know, when it's dark and you're driving and an alien could just jump out in front of you.
Yeah. It's not just aliens. I mean, they do...
Bigfoot.
Everything.
Yeah, I get
Ghost.
It. Ghost. One time I drove from...
Oh, wait. Have you seen... I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Have you seen Ghost in the Hood?
No.
You have to watch it.
Ghost in the Hood.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have real TV.
I don't.
You don't have cable TV.
I'm a cord cutter.
Cord cutter.
Yeah.
You've got subscriptions to everything online.
Yes.
But you don't have just regular TV.
Right.
There's a show called Ghost in the Hood.
Uh-huh.
It's these black guys that go, like, visit. They're, like, in Compton.
Yeah.
And they're going to these haunted places. It's hilarious.
Sounds funny.
Oh, my gosh. You have to watch it.
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't know. I probably won't watch it. If it's on Netflix, I might, I guess. Yeah. One time I was driving from Billings to Seattle.
Yeah.
It's a long drive.
Yeah.
And we woke up at like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm in the car driving by myself.
Right.
From, you know, during the dark hours. And I started listening to this book. And normally I don't listen to books like this, but it was about the hunt for this guy who was like a serial killer.
Yeah.
It was fictional.
Yeah.
You know, but the guy, like the character, the bad guy, he only ate Heath bars and drank Cherry Coke.
So you stopped at a gas station, got a Heath bar and
I did. It was really scary. It was like super scary. And even
but
like
your kids are in the car?
No. Oh, okay. It was just me and my wife and actually her grandma. Because we were driving her to Seattle because she had a funeral to go to and we wanted to go to Seattle anyway, so we said we'd drive her. So so really super scary. And just the idea of this like horrible guy.
Yeah.
And he's like worked out, like he only eats for like just to get his sugar up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he's worked it out to like a science, like, and then he just eats it Heath bars and Cherry Coke. And so a lot of times like at the crime scene, they'll find like a Heath wrapper and a like empty Cherry Coke bottle. It's kind of a creepy detail. So anyway, let's move into our, this is a good time to move into our Netflix suggestion of the week.
Well, you didn't discuss why you're tired.
It's true. I didn't discuss why I'm tired. So last night, last week, my daughter comes home. Your kids go to the same school as mine, so they might have come home too, with a ticket to the circus.
I immediately threw it in the trash.
She's like, Dad, I have a free ticket to the circus. And I'm like, honey, they ain't nothing free, okay?
That's right.
You know, it might look like a free ticket to the circus, but trust me, it is not, you
That's
know?
Right.
But she really wanted to go to the circus, really, really. And she, my other kids had been to the circus before and remembered
You're
it.
You're talking your youngest.
Yeah, but my youngest, she might have been, we might have taken her, but she didn't remember. She's like, Dad, I don't ever remember being at the circus, you know? And so I was like, okay, fine. So I took my two youngest kids, and then we grabbed another kid along the way.
Right.
And so we went to the circus last night, and man, it is just a money-making machine, that place. So, I mean, the moment you get there, it's just like things that light up and cotton candy and snow cones and, you know, all of this stuff. And they're just selling, you know.
Yeah.
And so I told my kids, take your, you know, you got a little bit of Christmas money left over. I wouldn't spend it because I think it's a total waste.
It is a total waste.
But it's your money. You know, you do what you want with your own money, you know. So they bought cotton candy and a snow cone.
Yeah.
And I was pretty proud of them because they had a lot of like, they had like stuffed animal tigers that, you know, they were $20 a piece.
Oh, wow.
And they really wanted a tiger, but she said no. My daughter wanted to ride the elephant, but it was $15.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money to ride an elephant.
When are you going to ever ride an elephant ever again?
She had the money, and I told her.
To me, that I would almost rather pay to ride the elephant than I would to buy a stuffed
animal.
You go to Walmart and get a stuffed
animal.
You're
walking around in a circle on this elephant for like 45 seconds. It's pretty lame for $15. But anyway, I told her, I was like, honey, I'm not going to spend the money. I don't spend the money on it right now.
Yeah.
We got a little too much month at the end of the money, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But you got some money. If you want to do it, you can. So she didn't. I was proud of her.
Yeah.
She's making fiscally responsible decisions. And these guys, I mean, they're just selling stuff the whole time. Selling. And the circus is just about over. And you feel like, all right, we're going to make it out of here without them spending money. And all of a sudden, the circus, what's the guy that, the leader, the ringleader, I guess, the guy who does all the announcing and stuff, he starts announcing that they're going to sell a coloring book. He's like, get the official circus coloring book. And that would not have made them want to buy it, right? It was $5, but just for today, it was $3.
Oh.
Yeah, just for today.
Yeah,
just today. They marked it down for $3. Just like the ladies from Russia that were like the trapeze artists.
Yeah.
It was their first performance in America.
Ooh.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Very first time performing in America. They decided to come to Marion stinking Ohio. Oh, my gosh. So, but here's the way.
Which is weird because they spoke in French.
Yeah, I know. Oui, oui. So, the coloring book. If you have a special mark on the inside, then you get to go to the booth and get a free prize.
Right.
So that's how they get you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so you see
some kids.
So it's
a double whammy. It's not $5. It's only $3.
And if
there's a mark.
And they said, raise your hand if you want. My kids, my girls, both of them, hands go up immediately. I'm like, really? Do you really? It's a coloring book. You want to, you know? like, Dad, we got it. We got to.
Yeah.
So they went and found the guy selling it, and they bought their coloring books, and they didn't have a mark on the inside, so they didn't get a prize. You know, but, man, they are just – it's quite a business that they got going there. I mean, you pay like $6 to get your picture taken with a snake.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just money.
Well, as far as the animals, you can go to the zoo and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I mean, you're right. Riding an elephant is kind of cool. But, like, I want to, like, ride an elephant, like, through a jungle.
No, yeah. Yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat.
But you know. You're going to have to sit on this elephant with, like, 7 or 8 other people. Maybe 10.
Is there, like, a saddle?
Yeah, there's, like, a long saddle kind of thing with bars on either side.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. And so you're going to sit up there with a bunch of people.
I want to ride, like, bareback on an elephant.
I mean, to me, you're by yourself and you can, like, pet its head and stuff like that. But it's not like that. You're going to be squished in between all of these people.
Well, when we were kids, you remember going to SeaWorld?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I remember we paid money and pet the dolphins. And,
sure.
Like, all that stuff. And I'm sure at the time, like, our parents were like, really?
This is stupid.
This is stupid.
I had to pet a dolphin, though.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's the same thing.
I did.
I remember. It feels like a wet rubber boot.
Yep. It was pretty exciting to me. So I mean,
swimming with the dolphins, that's next level.
I'm just looking up at this elephant.
Yeah.
And every, like, minute, a whole, like, two elephants are going around. Every minute or two, a new group gets on.
Yeah.
And I just look up. There's 10 people up there. It's $150.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they do pretty well.
Yeah.
They do pretty well.
We should buy an elephant.
It's not a maybe a bad business opportunity. I mean, the kids were excited because the elephant stopped and peed, and that was fun. And there's, like... There's this guy standing there in the middle of the elephants, you know, just like with a shovel and a bucket.
Yeah.
And Abby, my youngest, she's like, "Dad, what is he doing?"
He's a pooper scooper.
It's his job to pick up the poop when they poop.
Yeah.
And like, "Oh, really? How much does he get paid?" I said, "Not enough, honey."
Yeah.
Not enough. So, so that was exciting. Got to see the elephant pee. They're like, "Oh, gross."
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's, you know, that was kind of fun. You know, I mean, there's the tigers and that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
The like the poodle show and the trapeze artist and the guys that were doing the
acrobat.
They Spider-Man came out.
Yeah.
I thought that was, you know.
I mean, I remember going to the circus when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I didn't like it then.
It was at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
In Columbus?
Marion.
Okay.
The last, I don't know, but I think the last time I was in the Coliseum was to watch the Harlem Globetrotters. Like, I don't remember ever going there for any other reason.
Yeah, I was there multiple times for things.
Yeah.
I played basketball there.
We watched the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals play basketball there.
Yeah.
They were doing a tour in the offseason.
This was years ago.
Years
ago. Webster Slaughter was a star player for Cleveland.
He was a beast, man. He was throwing it down.
Yeah.
And
I remember since I had a bunch of offensive and defensive linemen.
Yeah, big dudes.
Yeah.
That would never happen today.
No.
Never.
The risk of injury is too great.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So funny that that ever was a thing.
I know.
But we were excited about it.
Yeah.
You get to watch NFL players play basketball.
If that was to happen today, I would go.
Yeah, I would go.
Johnny Manziel mixing it up with Andy Dalton.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel was going to be there for sure.
Did you see the Pro Bowl stuff?
No, I didn't.
So they
I heard
like,
it was good.
It was okay.
It was a dodgeball game.
They did dodgeball. It was a little weak, though. They just did the rule, you catch it, the other guy's out, not you can bring someone in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I wanted to do the one where you catch it and they bring someone in, because that game could go on for half an hour. As it was, the game went on for like 4 minutes.
Well, I suppose, you know, I mean, it's a TV situation, so you want to have a kind of determined amount of time that it's
going to
last.
I know, but that would have made it, to me, more fun. More funner.
I think it's more fun to watch them play dodgeball than it is to watch them play football, don't
Absolutely.
You think?
Absolutely.
Because they're not trying. They're pulling their punches, and nobody wants to get hurt.
Yeah.
Which they shouldn't.
Although
I don't blame
Zeke was going pretty hard.
Zeke has one speed.
Yeah.
All right. So, yes, I am tired from the circus last night. I mean, I got home at like 10.
Yeah.
But it felt like 3 in the morning
after
sitting in the circus. Most uncomfortable seat
in
the world. And, I mean, you know, just like... There's like a million people there, and like watching these three kids, like, make, okay, stay with me, stay with me.
So altogether, this free circus ticket, how much money did you spend? You and your kids combined the whole thing.
Yeah, I think the whole thing ended up costing us like, well, I don't know about the money that they spent like on cotton candy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Just factor it in, like 50, 60 bucks?
Yeah, it was somewhere around there.
Yeah. $60 for a free ticket.
Mm-hmm. Because my ticket was like $18.
Oh,
I know. But I have a free... See, the child is free with...
Purchase of
a regular ticket. So we had two of those. So we bought two regular tickets.
Right.
And then got two free tickets. So...
So $9 a ticket.
So $9 a ticket times four is...
$36.
Plus, yeah, another...
Yeah, so
$20.
You easily spent $60.
You know, on...
cotton candy and crap.
Cotton candy, snow cone,
yeah,
coloring books.
Did you get a large Coke?
No.
No, because you're not doing sugar.
Yeah, I'm not drinking Coke. Well, I mean, I'm having some sugar, you know. But I'm not drinking Coke right now. Taking it off. All right, so Netflix suggestion of the week. This is what we do every week. Now, I mentioned in the last episode... that I'm in the process of writing a jingle for all of our kind of like normal
bits.
Like I'd like to write like a Mount Rushmore jingle, a draft jingle, so on and so forth. So I started it off with the one that we do every week, the Netflix suggestion of the week.
Yeah.
So let's just go ahead and play that right now.
Netflix, watch these shows of the ones. Netflix, maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTube. Or we don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah?
A little Adam Sandler-ish.
Were you
channeling him?
A little bit. I was channeling Adam Sandler, Jack Black, and Creed.
Okay.
That was my three inspirations.
Yeah. Maybe a little Seal?
Kissed by a Rose? Yeah. I don't know about Seal, but definitely Adam Sandler,
yeah,
for
Adam
sure.
I can hear the Sandler. I can hear the Jack Black.
A little Jack Black and a little bit of Creed.
Yeah. The Creed, that's funny. Yeah.
I came up with that. Created it.
It's almost a little Pearl Jammy too.
Yeah, a little Pearl Jammy. Yeah. Well, at first I sang it. I came up with the words.
Yeah.
I did this in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I was
impressed. For 5 minutes, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I came up with the words. I was like, okay, I like the words, and I sang it. But then I didn't like the way I was singing it. My regular singing voice. You know, nobody wants to listen to that.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, let's give a little whatever. Yeah. And so I kind of found that Pearl Jam, Creed, you know, Adam Sandler, Jack Black kind of mixture. So So there we go. That's our Netflix jingle. We'll play that every week. What is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
My Netflix suggestion of the week, brought to you by Stars on Demand.
Okay.
Is the new Ghostbusters movie.
You've watched?
I just watched it.
I heard it was garbage.
It really wasn't. I liked it. If you're one of those old timers that it's like you can never ever remake a movie.
Yeah.
Then you're going to hate it. Because it is. It's a remake.
I will say, I mean, I was never like a huge Ghostbusters fan.
I like Ghostbusters.
I mean, it's fine, but it's not like, oh, Ghostbusters is the greatest.
No, they kept it true to the original.
Mm-hmm.
There was cameo appearances by all the original guys that were in the movie.
Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd.
Okay.
The black guy.
Harold.
I don't know his name.
I don't know.
Remus?
Yeah. No, is that the other guy? I don't know. He's dead. And then the chick, the receptionist chick.
Okay.
You know, she
Sigourney Weaver?
Oh, Sigourney Weaver's in it too.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was fun. It was different. You know, it's all SNL driven.
Yeah.
Like all the chicks from SNL over the last couple of years have
Well, been in. Melissa McCarthy wasn't in SNL.
No, but the rest of them are.
Yeah.
But it was good. I liked it. I honestly liked it. I'll watch it again. Like multiple times I'll watch it.
Really?
Yeah, I liked it.
You might be the only one I've ever heard give a good review for that movie.
I don't know. Like, I just think people, there's so much to live up to. Ghostbusters is an iconic movie with an iconic soundtrack.
To me, it's Bill Murray. That's what you can't replace.
No, you can't replace Bill Murray.
Yeah.
If you're thinking that Ghostbusters is going to be a replacement, then you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
If you look at it as this is just a standalone film, try not to live up to anything.
Yeah.
It's good.
Bill Murray. Oh, man. I was going to say definitely, and I'm pausing before I say it. I was going to say definitely Mount Rushmore of SNL. That's one that we could have.
Jeez. Yeah.
That's a tough one right
there. We should bring Jad on for that one.
The Mount Rushmore of SNL? Yeah. You want to do that?
No, but I think it would be good podcast.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I don't know when we can get – we have a friend, Jadius, who is a huge SNL fan.
Forever.
We were roommates in college, and Jad used to tape it on VHS.
Yeah.
And then we'd watch it. I remember watching the cowbell skit live with Jad.
Right.
And then we watched it like 100 times over the next week.
On VHS.
On VHS. Yeah. Rewound it over and over again.
Yeah.
So you want to have Jad on the – because Jad and I once on a road trip did our top 10 SNL.
Okay.
And we – serious disagreements. Serious disagreements.
Well, Jad's a contrary person anyways.
Jad likes the newer – because Jad's continued to watch it.
Right.
I have not.
Yeah.
I stopped watching it around Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
You know?
Like 95, 96.
I kept up with some of the Andy Samberg digital shorts.
Yeah.
I'd watch some of those, you know, were pretty good. But for the most part, I was out of it.
I still watch it.
Feral.
I mean, not frequently. I tape it and then I'll just zip through it.
Sure.
You know?
Well, it's on Hulu now.
I don't have Hulu.
Ooh.
I have cable TV. I do have a DVR and I can just zip right through it.
Okay. Weirdo. All right. So my Netflix suggestion of the week is Finding Dory.
Actually on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
I just checked. It's on Netflix as of this month. I think the month of February, they added a bunch of new stuff. Finding Dory. I love everything Pixar, first of all. Yeah. I think Pixar, they are the best storytellers in all of Hollywood. Nobody tells a story better than Pixar.
I agree.
I love Pixar.
Yeah.
I loved Finding Nemo. It was great.
Yeah.
I think it was like the second – I think it was the first movie I bought my son.
Really?
Yeah. Like when he was born. It was like the first time I bought him like a movie.
Yeah.
You know? I had bought – when Eric was pregnant, I bought Robin Hood, the old cartoon. But that was kind of for me, you know? But I remember buying that. But anyway, Finding Dory, very good.
Okay. I haven't seen it.
I cried. I laughed.
Yeah.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Very good.
Is Ratatouille Pixar?
Yeah.
Okay. That was Harrison's favorite when he was a kid.
Solid.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Mount Rushmore Pixar? What's your favorite Pixar movie?
I mean, the classic is Toy Story franchise. I mean, if you could... Toy Story 3, I cried.
Sure.
Like, it hurt. Toy Story 3 hurt.
Yeah.
So...
I
like Cars. I like...
Wall-E.
I like Wall-E.
I love Wall-E.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a Pixar movie I don't like.
They did like Planes or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I never saw it, but I felt like that was a reach. That was just for like 3-year-old, 4-year-old boys. I don't blame them. They made $1 billion on it probably.
Yeah.
So so I don't count that. But yeah, one that I like a lot that when I have these conversations, people are like, it's okay. But I loved it was Brave.
Yeah, I like Brave.
That might be on my Mount Rushmore of Pixar movies. Big fan of Brave.
Yeah, I like Brave.
I love the soundtrack to it, that Irish kind of music.
Yeah.
So there you go. My Netflix suggestion of the week is Finding Dory.
On Netflix.
On Netflix, actually. Yeah, which is a surprise.
Mine is Stars on Demand.
So here's the thing, Jason. If you are listening to the show...
Yeah.
Unless you're deciding to watch the Super Bowl, a recorded version of it, you've already watched the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Let's face it.
Yeah.
And it just, like, literally just now occurred to me. Because one of the things we were talking about, like, what should that show, you know, what should our show be, you know, the kind of non-sportsy show? We were going to do a Mount Rushmore of food.
Yes.
You know, to kind of prepare you for the Super Bowl. But it just occurred to me right now that... You know, it's
you have just eaten this last night or 2 nights ago or 3 nights ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there are going to be other chances. March Madness is coming up.
Yeah.
So
I think this should be specifically for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Because I think
specifically Super Bowl.
Super Bowl Mount Rushmore food.
Super Bowl food Mount Rushmore. Not drinks. Let's just assume you're drinking a Coke.
Or whatever.
Or whatever beverage you like.
Yeah. Root beer float.
That's not a beverage.
It is a beverage.
A root beer is a beverage. Root beer float, that's a dessert. It's ice cream.
It's the best of both worlds.
I'm not a fan of root beer floats.
I like root beer floats.
Dad used to stop on his way home from
Stewart's.
Softball games at Stewart's and pull up and then never – why would he ask us what we want? He would just go up. He'd come back with four Like if it was you and me and him, three, like a lot of times, you just come back with three large root beer floats and give it to us. I don't like root beer floats. I've never liked them, you know? I mean, I would eat it, and I'd, you know, I'd say thank you, you know? But I'm like...
I like root beer
floats. Dad, how about a chocolate milkshake? I don't think the price is that that far off. He just didn't want to deal with me, like, looking at the board saying...
I can't stand that with my kids. No, stop. I'm going to tell you what you're going to eat.
Yeah. I wrote this on Instagram. The greatest test of patience in the world, the history of the world...
Yeah.
Is when you go to an arcade with your kids and you're waiting for them to spend the tickets that they won.
Oh, yeah.
That is the most frustrating thing in the world. Or
Chuck E. Cheese or anything.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah. And they're like looking at all these horrible, stupid, cheap little things.
Yeah.
It just takes them forever. And then they'll get like, let me get a piece of candy. Okay, that's five tickets. Now you have 732 left.
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay. And like,
but the Cleveland Browns helmet is like 3 billion tickets.
Yeah. Right. You're gonna have to go every day for the next year.
Yeah.
Spend, you know, probably $500.
Magic Mountain has like a Jim Brown signed helmet.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I want it.
So, anyway, I don't know how we got it. Oh, so we're gonna go through the Mount Rushmore of you're watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
These are the foods you need. There are lots of things you could have with you that might be like, oh, that'd be nice to have this. But these are the necessaries for watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Do you need to take a break?
Well, I have a text here. It's keep going. I'll just go.
Keep going? We're having a conversation. You want to just keep going by myself?
Wait, I'll call you in 15... This won't take longer than 15 minutes.
What we're going to do?
Yeah.
It better not. We've only got like 10 minutes left.
Okay. I'll call you in 15 minutes. Okay.
Okay. All right. Boy.
Sorry. Jeez.
It was your wife, and she texted you. She's stuck under a bridge.
No.
Right? Her car was overturned. You know, she had one text message she could send.
I got to take the rent check in today.
Oh.
And she has the check.
Mm-hmm.
I meant to grab it this morning.
February 1st.
Got to pay the rent.
Got to pay that rent. Yeah. All right. So there we go. So these are the foods you have to have with you.
Yes.
Right? There's lots of things you could.
This is not Rushmore. We have to agree on
Mount Rushmore. We got to agree on this. All right. So I got two right off the top of my head. Let's just get these over. Let's just put these up there. It's like this is George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. They're no-brainers.
Right.
Buffalo wings and pizza.
Okay, pizza is a lock for sure.
Okay.
When you specify buffalo wings, that's specifically buffalo sauce, or you're talking chicken wings of, could you get teriyaki? Could you get honey garlic, honey mustard, spicy garlic?
Barbecue.
I'm okay if you put wings on there generically and put whatever sauce you want.
Okay, so you want
to
do wings.
To say specifically buffalo wings, that's a very specific thing.
I kind of feel like they got to be buffalo wings.
I don't. I like buffalo wings.
Yeah.
But wings in general, you can put wings. We can put wings on
all there. Right. Okay. I'm not thrilled with it, but we'll just, for the sake of time, we'll agree that those, I think those are your first two.
Well, pizza is a lock.
It's a lock.
Lock.
Pizza is the best group food there is. It comes in slices.
Yeah.
Everybody likes it.
Yeah.
You can get multiple kinds.
Yes.
You know, if you get five or six different kinds, you know you're going to please everybody. You're going to get a cheese pizza.
Yeah.
You're going to get a pepperoni.
Meat lover.
You're going to get a meat one. You're going to get like a veggie one.
Right.
And then everybody's happy. Right.
Right. Right.
I don't like green olives. You know, there's always like one person that's just super annoying.
What drives me crazy is...
I seriously don't like green olives, though. Sorry.
I like black olives.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Is like at home, I'll buy like two large cheese pizzas and a pepperoni. Because my kids, like, they claim they want to eat cheese pizza. But they'll all eat the pepperoni.
A lovely cheese pizza.
But they'll all eat the pepperoni. Like, the one pizza that's different. If I got two pepperoni and one cheese, they would all eat the cheese.
Oh, right.
I hate that.
Well, what if you got half and half on all of them?
Well, then they would just equally hack me off. Across the board for everything. It doesn't matter. It's whatever I'm eating is what they want to eat.
Or whatever they feel like is might be going out.
Yes.
You're like, oh, I got to make sure and get the whatever. Yeah, and then it's a fight for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. Pizza happens frequently with us.
Well, it's easy.
Yeah.
So pizza belongs on the
list. Pizza's a lock.
We'll put wings
are a lock.
Wings are a lock on the list. And now We're getting into it. You got your seven-layer dips. You got your loaded potato skins. You got your sliders. Now, one of my favorite things, I don't know why I went like Chicago there. Yeah. You got your sliders. You got your ribs. So I love a cheeseburger. It might be my favorite food in the world.
Yeah.
But it does not belong on this list.
No, no.
Right?
Cheeseburger is, like, I think cheeseburger is stadium food. Like,
yeah.
Baseball. That's, I mean, you get a hot dog, a bratwurst, or a hamburger.
Right. That's another
route. That's a whole other list.
That's like, because Cracker Jacks might be on that list.
That's right.
It's not on this list.
No, you don't eat Cracker Jacks at the Super
Peanuts
Bowl.
Peanuts might be on that list.
Yes.
It's not on this list.
No.
On this list, you got your pizza.
Yeah.
You got your chicken wings.
That's right. I'm going to push hard for nachos.
Okay.
Because multiple things are going on here. First of all, you got the chip. Because uh-huh. you're going to have chips at the Super Bowl. Chips. Okay. Chips as a generic thing is something you're going to eat.
Let me ask you a tortilla chip related question.
Yeah.
Because I'm very opinionated about this.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the preferred shape of the tortilla chip? And do you want it to be a yellow chip or the white corn chip?
Okay. First of all, yellow versus white, there's no question. It's got to be yellow.
Thank you.
There's no reason to have a white chip.
No reason.
No.
Okay. Good.
Secondly, you're talking round versus triangle.
Or the scoops are in the mix as well.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. If you're going with the dip style nacho, it's got to be triangle. If you go with preloaded on your nachos, it's got to be round.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
So, like, if you got a plate full of nachos and you dump all the stuff on it,
uh-huh.
those are round chips. If you have a separate dipping bowl
yeah.
and a bag of chips, those are triangle.
Hmm.
They're different.
I disagree.
You flip
I almost flip them. I feel like it's easier to scoop if I'm scooping from a bowl. Like, I can't get with the angle of the triangle, I can't, like, scoop along the bottom of my bowl.
See, my problem is with a round chip, I get too much dip on the scoop. So I'm eating more dip per chip.
Mm.
When I go with the triangle, it's the perfect amount of dip for chip.
See, I disagree. I very much disagree.
Either way.
I want my, but at least you agree. It's nachos. The yellow.
Yeah, yellow chip for sure.
Yellow chip. And I want the round chip. I want a yellow round chip.
Yeah, I like the Frito huge scoop chip.
That's a different ballgame. Okay, we're going to talk about that, but that's not what we're talking about right now.
No.
A Frito scoop is not a nacho.
Okay.
Then, and I won't.
Then don't go with the scoop nacho. Save the scoop for the for.
I don't like the scoop nacho chips, no, by the way. I feel like they're overrated.
That's what I'm saying. Go with the scoop.
My wife always gets the scoops. And every time I tell her, because one of my favorite things to eat is salsa and chips.
Yes.
And every single time I tell her, honey, I don't like the scoops.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She
I don't like the
to
scoops.
Get them.
She's like, oh, I thought you said you liked the scoops. We probably had that. We've been married for over 15 years. We probably had that conversation, I'd say, once a month for the last 15 years. I'm like, no,
so like
I like the round.
75, you've had this conversation 75 times.
I like the round yellow ones. She never gets them. Never. She. Oh, I thought the scoops is what you like. No, I don't like the scoops. It makes me so mad. Yeah.
Okay, so can we agree with nachos, or do we need to come back and revisit that?
We can agree now. Does it have to be now nachos? Right? Does that open us up to your spinach dips and your other dips?
No, because I would say your Frito is going to be your preferred dipping mechanism of either chili
things.
Or spinach artichoke.
Ooh,
dip
I don't like a Frito in a spinach dip. I like a tortilla chip in a spinach dip, or maybe a cracker, like a Ritz cracker.
No, I like the Frito scoopable in the spinach artichoke.
Oh, I did you? There's no, I know, no. Well, that's
listen.
Not,
we don't have to agree on that.
Okay.
Let's just hang with nachos for a second.
Okay.
Are we putting nachos on?
I think nachos belong on this list.
Which at that point you can load it with whatever you want.
Okay. So now
cheese,
I got the
or salsa or tomatoes or onions or jalapeno peppers or whatever you want.
Nachos how in whatever iteration you want.
Right. So we got nachos, we've got pizza
and
we've
chicken
got wings.
So now what's the fourth?
This is a big one.
What's the Teddy Roosevelt?
Gosh. So this one, the Teddy Roosevelt, it's not immediately going to jump out at you, but when you realize the full dimension of what's going on, you realize it's got to be there, right?
Sure. Are you thinking something?
Well, kind of. What are you thinking?
Well, here's my thing. Seven-layer dip is hanging out there. But
yeah.
We've already got our nachos.
Yeah.
So I just don't
Unless
know.
Unless you go with the Frito. Say, like, Frito and dip is a combination, which is different than nachos.
Yeah, except I don't like to. I like the Frito dip in the chili cheese sauce.
It's only chili cheese.
Duh. Yeah.
I like Frito with just about anything.
Ah, man. Yeah, I don't...
Not like ranch dip. Not like the store-bought.
No.
No, that's straight potato chip.
Yeah. I like a French onion dip.
Yeah, I do too.
But not with the Frito.
No.
If I'm going to have a French onion dip, I want a potato chip.
That's potato chips. Right. But that's not nacho chip.
No. Nachos belong on the list. What's the fourth thing? Here's some things that we have out there. All right, I'm just going to rattle off some things.
Okay, I'm feeling the potential of possibly sliders.
Okay. All right. Now let's just everybody settle down. Okay. Sliders.
Yes.
From a prep standpoint, you know what I mean? Yeah. I think part of what we have to be looking at is prep.
Like realistically.
The wings, I put them in the oven. Yeah. I take them out. It's pretty simple.
Or crock pot.
The pizza, I order it.
Yeah.
The guy delivers it.
Yeah.
The nachos.
Easy.
You put the cheese in the crock pot. Yeah. You just set the stuff out.
Yeah.
And people, the sliders, that's a meticulous.
Yes.
You know, that takes a lot of work. I got to make each individual slider myself.
Yeah.
You know, in order to hand them out.
But you get the grill going.
Ugh, I am not okay with sliders, being honest. Now, okay. Listen, I like a slider as much as the next
guy.
I
love sliders.
This isn't me saying I don't like sliders. Please, listen, if you're out there and you're using this as a way to think that I don't like sliders, that is not the case.
Yeah.
I like sliders. I don't want to get you wrong. I don't get you off on the wrong foot. But for our Super Bowl, Mount Rushmore,
okay,
I'd prefer a pigs in the blanket over a slider.
Okay, I'm not a huge pigs in the blanket fan.
With the croissant.
Okay, you got me going in the right direction.
I want, and here's what I want. I want the little...
Like sausage.
There's little sausages. What are they called? The little smokies. Smokies.
Okay.
Yeah. I want the smokies. I want them wrapped in a croissant.
Okay.
And that's when I say pigs in the blanket, that's what I mean.
See, to me, when I hear pigs in a blanket, and I've experienced this in the past, it just feels like I'm eating a hot dog.
Okay.
And I'm okay with hot dogs.
No, I get it.
But I don't think hot dogs belong on the Super Bowl.
I want
Bowl
a little smoky, and I want it wrapped in a croissant.
I'm going to pass.
Okay.
What about tacos?
I feel like we've kind of hit the taco genre already. We've got Italian food, right?
Yeah.
With the
we've got Mexican
food with the nachos.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, we've got, I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out how to get more meat on our list.
Ribs.
I do like ribs.
I mean, it's messy. If I got people coming over at my house... Coming over to my house, and now they already got stuff on their hands because they got chicken wings.
Yeah.
Now ribs. I'm gonna make sure that I gotta keep wipes. I gotta keep napkins handy.
Ribs.
I don't want them wiping it on my couch.
Is once again, it's a thing that takes a little bit longer. The whole process.
But it is you could cook it and then set it out. So that's good. What else do we have? Meatballs. How about a meatball? There's lots of things you can do with a meatball.
Here's the problem with meatballs is we have meatballs on a frequent basis at our house.
Okay.
So I don't feel like meatballs special enough to be on the
Super
Bowl.
So I don't have meatballs.
Literally, we just had meatballs 2 nights ago.
So that's my thing because I don't have meatballs a lot. So I like it because to me it's like a special thing.
Yeah, for us we do it on a weekly basis almost.
Okay.
Okay, what about sub sandwich?
All right. Okay, now we're talking. Sub sandwich.
Because now you've got your nachos and your wings and you've got your pizza, which are all kind of snacky food.
Sure.
But sub sandwich could be your main course.
And a big sub sandwich is fun.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like a 10-foot sub.
Yeah, the big 10-foot ones. Yeah, those are great.
Okay.
Chop them up. You can kind of – you have all the meats and delis and stuff off to the side. You can kind of add and choose what you want.
Oh, wait a minute.
Make your own sub.
So you got your breads – and your sub and your, excuse me, excuse me. I think I caught some sort of elephant virus last night at the circus.
Yeah, it happens.
So you got your meats and your cheeses, your veggies and your bread separate. I'm going to pick up some bread and then put some meat on it and
DIY.
Then put some cheese on it.
Do it yourself.
Well, that gets rid of the 10-foot sub idea.
Well, I also like the 10-foot sub. Either way, I'm good with subs.
All right. Okay.
Is there anything else that belongs on that list?
We got our pizza. We got our chicken wings.
Yeah.
We got our nachos. And we got our subs.
That's a well-rounded...
That's your Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
We're not going to come up with anything better than
that. I like
that.
Fried pickles.
Yeah. So these are all ancillary things, right?
Like potato skins.
I like, John Adams, you know? But he's not on Mount Rushmore.
No.
Doesn't mean I don't like John Adams.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I don't think he was a good president.
Yeah,
you know, I like your John Quincy Adams. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's not on not on Mount Rushmore.
William Henry Harrison.
Right. There's some good ones. James Garfield.
McKinley. Taft.
Harding. Not a good president. So, you know, I mean, there's lots of good things out there. You got your fried pickles. You got your loaded potato skins.
Yeah.
You know, you got your, I mean, that's pretty much, I think we've talked about everything.
The problem is, the obvious miss is various dips and chili. Yeah. See, that's the thing. It's like, I would be okay if we took subs off and put on some type of chili and Frito dip, but I feel like we got it covered with the nachos.
Yeah, I feel like, yes, exactly. Do I want, listen.
Chips, chips and dip. So every Super Bowl has chips and dip.
So do nachos get to be under the chips and dip banner?
I don't think it is. I don't think nachos is different than chips and dip.
I think you got to have chips and dip.
Do we take nachos off?
Or do you take the sub sandwich off?
I feel like two chips on the Mount Rushmore might be one chip too many.
Right. One chip should stand alone on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
And so that should be nachos.
Yeah, because nachos are, to me, still in the category of special versus chips and dip. I can do that on a Friday night when I'm watching Sherlock.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Whatever. Ghost in the Hood.
Yeah.
All right. I think we should just settle right there.
Okay, happy with this.
So 805-991-7623. That's the Lower Road Radio number, 805-991-7623. Or you can write us, you know, find us on Facebook, you know.
We should release this things. Sunday morning.
We could do that.
Like Super Bowl, like tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight you can go out and get this food.
Yes. Okay. I think we can
do that. Can we figure that out?
I think we can do
that. I mean, I know it's very specific.
Yes. Right. I think I can do that. I'm the show's technical director.
Yes.
So, you know, I will think about it. But I'm sure I can.
And then that way.
That's a good idea.
That way, you have just listened to us. Uh-huh. Hopefully.
Right.
And you still have a chance to go out and buy this stuff tonight.
Tonight.
Now, if you're listening to it on Monday or Tuesday, I hope you had one of these at your Super Bowl party.
Yes, I hope you did. You got to have one of these. Listen, if you had a Super Bowl party.
Two of these are mandatory at any Super Bowl.
Yes.
Three are recommended.
Whatever two, and you don't just have to be, it's not like it has to be pizza.
No, it could be any two subs, of the four you gotta are have mandatory. Two.
Yeah.
Three is recommended.
If I
four
show up,
is a Super
Bowl. If I show up at the Super Bowl party, there's somebody something at a Super Bowl party, and there's not two of these things, I'm literally flipping the table over and walking out.
Yeah.
I won't have it.
I completely agree with you.
All right. Well, I'm glad that we've I feel like we've solved this problem.
Yeah.
You're yawning.
Oh, dude, I'm tired.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it. What a way to end the show. Jeez. On a downer.
We got music going on. What is this?
What music is in the background right now?
What am I listening to?
So as we're currently talking,
You
want to know what is the music that we're listening to right now as we're currently...
I can hear it. I just can't tell what it is. What is that?
Have we ever done Welcome to the Jungle?
No.
I don't think we have.
No, come to think of it, that's what I'm listening to.
No, yeah, it's like...
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what it is. That's how Jim Rome starts his show off, right?
Yeah. Well, he used to. I don't know if he... Is he still have
it's
a show?
It's been probably... Oh, jeez.
I was a teenager the last time I listened to
it. It's been like 15 years since I used to listen to it in college a little bit. But in high school I did. So anyway, Welcome to the Jungle. It's playing in the background right now as we speak. There we go. All right. This is Dan Owings signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Peace.